Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. It is chilly. It's down to 61 degrees. And yes, I do believe it's cold. That's all I'm going to say. Very, very, very happy to be chatting with our pal Dr. Keith Abloh just about a half hour from now. Next week, we got some amazing stuff coming up. Some of the stuff I can't even tell you because we're just getting stuff locked in. I will tell you, Kevin Sorbo is going to be here next week. He's coming in for John's group, the Virginia Council. They do have some tickets left. I do not know. Do not know. Whether there are any VIP tickets left. So that's why I'm urging you, head on over to thevirginiacouncil.org. Jeff, John from New Kent says on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, there are dozens of 20-foot drones flying 100 miles an hour. Sure sounds like hobbyists to me. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 757, I think Brett asked, what are you talking about? She didn't expect him to come back with that question. It was just a nervous laugh from Harris. That was all, 757 says, after Brett asked her, what do you mean? Can we, let's play that little snippet, shall we, Germ?
Exhausted of Brett.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on. Madam Vice President. You and I both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade, people have become, but listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me.
Okay. Well, guess what? I'm with Brett Baer. I don't have a freaking clue what the woman is talking about. I don't. And I'm not saying that to be nasty. I'm saying it to be honest. I don't know what it is that she's talking about. And I get the sense a lot of the time when she's talking, she does not know what she's talking about. Let me give you a little counterpoint to this. Over on CNN, you've got, what's his face, Brian Stelter, Mr. Potato Head is back. I think they rehired him, right? Like he's back there now for good or for real or for now, I don't know. For the foreseeable future, let's take a listen to this. Cut number one.
Brian, just not that Twitter is real life ever, but
no,
looking at it seemed like a Rorschach test right from the beginning.
Yes.
of how people were going to see, did she crush it? Did she blow it? What was the outcome of the interview?
I think Trump refused to debate Kamala Harris again. So Harris did the next best thing. She booked a debate on Fox News. And that's what this was tonight. She essentially walked into a Trump campaign field office because anchor Brett Baer, who is a solid journalist. He is also incredibly sympathetic to Trump because that's what his fans want. That's what his viewers want. His viewers want him to represent the Trump point of view. So it was almost as if you had a Trump surrogate interviewing Kamala Harris. And look, adversarial interviews are a good thing. We should root for them. We should want more of them. You know, you're so fantastic at adversarial interviews where we challenge newsmakers and we get answers out of them. But yes, this was a Rorschach test. Some people think Baer was mansplaining. Other people think Harris is filibustering. I think at the end of the day, this is all about one word, the word tough. It showed that Harris was tough. She went into the so-called Fox Den, and that's how Harris's campaign is promoting it tonight. They're saying she went into the Fox Den and look what happened.
Tough. Uh-huh. Look, Brian, I realize that you're a very, very delicate little flower. So you think everything is tough. She was tough. She was clueless, dude. His adversary. You know, that's what they want over there. That's what his fans want. Well, Brian, you would feel the same way if, in fact, you had any fans. You have a handful of sycophants, and you have a collection of other bottom feeders there with you on that set as you're doing this little get-together. And by the way, you know, the name in that place is X. It's not Twitter. Guy bought it. Now, you may hate Elon Musk. Go ahead. But Elon Musk bought it, and he renamed it. It is now X. Well, you know, we're going to call it Twitter. Well, that doesn't make any sense, does it? Are you buying Nissan products today, or are you still out shopping for a Datsun? Because Nissan was always Nissan, but they operated in certain places as Datsun, and then they decided, nah, we're just going to be Nissan everywhere. Oh, I like the old name. Well, that's fine. But you do have to come to a point where you simply admit the truth, right? The truth is you can't buy a Datsun anymore. And the truth is that Twitter doesn't exist anymore. And the truth is that boys are boys and girls are girls, and they always will be. That's what Mr. Rogers said. Mine's not really fancy. Look, Fred, if I can call you Fred, I appreciate the vote of confidence. My body's not fancy. But I'm a boy. I mean, that's just the way it is, right? The way it is. Oh, I got an update on Hanukkah and Christmas this year. I know people are waiting with bated breath on that, but I didn't know when Hanukkah was this year. I think it's because my kids are older now, right? So, I don't know. I'm assuming Harry will be back from California for the holidays. Joe, I don't know. Around that time, he might actually be headed back to upstate New York. I don't know. But down there at emilysbracelets.com, Emily Morrissey International, they do have a full research staff. And their chief researcher sent me a note and said, Jeff, Hanukkah this year is actually December the 26th. I love that. I remember the way this works. And there was a time when I didn't really have a lot of money. So I loved years like this because I would be living somewhere else. Let's say, you know, it was one of the times I lived in California. And I would get Hanukkah gifts for the family. But I loved it when it worked out so that Hanukkah came after Christmas. You know why? Because all the stuff had already gone on sale. I could buy it after Christmas. It's half the price. I wrap it up. I ship it back to Florida. And they just think I'm the greatest son of all time. And the most wonderful brother. I love that. Thankfully, I'm not in that situation now. Honest to goodness. If you are, I don't know, if you're 50 years old, and still, like, oh my God, I don't have any money. You got a problem. Again, not to be nasty, but that's why I have Carl Carlson on the air every Monday. Right? People have this image. They talk about retirement. Well, you know, you got to be so many years old to retire. Okay, maybe. But you can be any years old to be financially independent. And that's what you want. You want to have enough assets under your management so that you can say, yeah, I don't really want to do that. Or, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I want to do. You don't have to be 62, 65, 67, 71 and a half and all that other nonsense. And if you've got kids, man, you tell them now. You're 18 years old. You have no idea what it's going to be like in however many years. So you take whatever you can, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you take whatever you can and you put it into a plan of some sort. You get with somebody like a Carl Carlson and you say, here's how much I need to live on. And if you are factoring in eating Uber Eats every night, then you have a problem already. If you are going out to dinner every night, then you have a problem. You have got to factor it properly, but you start as young as you can. And then you get to a point where you're 35 or 40 or 50, and you look at the balance sheet and you go, you know, I'm going to go skiing in the winter. and I'm going to go sailing in the summer, and I don't have to worry about any of that pesky work in between. Probably a good place to be. All right, I'm thinking it's a good time to break. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. We got our pal, Dr. Keith Ablow, going to be joining us at 5:35. I just got some great news from the home office. We're ordering pizza for dinner this evening. Thank you, everybody. That is a good... No, it's the beginning of a good night. Heidi and Julia have both been, to put it mildly, under the weather. And I've been doing my best to sort of dodge the germs. You know what I mean? We've got two levels, so I've been on the lower level, and they've been on the upper level, and then Joe and Emily have been, like, on one side over here, and it was kind of... Well, so, I don't know. I think everybody's on the mend, and nobody feels like cooking, so that's a nice thing. And you remember Kamala Harris when she said, I would never say that somebody was stupid, right? Because that's... Honestly, that's where I am. I don't want to say she's stupid. I don't. Because the woman went to law school. She graduated law school. She passed the bar exam, for goodness sakes. I don't think she's stupid. Now, I do wonder if she's intoxicated or under the influence of something else. I don't know. But I don't want to say she's stupid. Cut number four.
So are they misguided, the 50%? Are they stupid? What is it?
Oh, God, I would never say that about the American people.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. I would never say that people are stupid. Oh, hang on a second. Here's a recording of me saying people are stupid. Are there any other issues at play right now? Remember what the rundown was yesterday, the day before the new things came out? Number one is the economy. Number two is inflation. Number three is immigration. Number four is crime. Now, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, in many ways, really, are the same issue. So there are two big issues in play right now. How much is it costing you when you go to the grocery store? That's the biggest issue for all of us. The biggest issue for every single solitary person living in the United States of America today. How much does it cost me when I go to the grocery store? How much does it cost me when I go to fill up my car or my truck with gas? And can I afford to do that? It's a really difficult time, right? Remember now, if your employer, let's say you are employed by someone or a company or whatever, if your employer has not provided you with a 20% increase in your salary over the last 4 years, you are making less today than you were then. And if you are 100% dependent on that job, you are totally Scrooged. It is hurting you every time you try and buy groceries, every single time you try and get fuel for your vehicle. And the immigration issue, the crime issue, it's one and the same. Violent criminal gangs have broken into the United States. Well, actually, they haven't broken in. They've been welcomed in. They're committing terrible...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acts of violence against Americans, and the legacy news media says, oh, it wasn't all that many crimes that were committed. Well, any more than one, and I say it's way too many. 5:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. It is chilly, as far as I'm concerned. It's 60 degrees. My friend, Dr. Keith Ablow, is in my other beloved Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I'm sure, is hearing 60 degrees, and I'm complaining about how cold it is, and he's laughing. No, he is. He's laughing. He's mocking me, I guarantee you that, because I shouldn't be complaining. And I don't believe my parents, or, you know, when they were alive, your blood gets thinner. The older you get, the blood gets thinner. And, of course, they moved to Florida, because that's the law. You have to do that. But 60 degrees, and I am absolutely feeling like I'm sitting on a block of ice. Dr. Keith Ablo, who I know is safely ensconced in Newburyport, where are you even in the double digits right now, Keith?
Yeah. It's a little chilly outside.
Yeah?
It's beyond sweater weather. It's kind of sweater and light jacket weather, at least.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, Heidi, earlier today, I was complaining about the weather, and she turned to me, and in her her best accent, because her mother sounds exactly like the Gorton's fisherman, she said, well, you know, it's sweater weather. And I was like, huh, yeah, it's wicked cold, I know, right?
There you go, and you said safely ensconced in Newburyport, Mass., but of course it isn't safe for any conservative, for any thinking person to be in Massachusetts.
God, why don't you look? You got options, man. Either put a moat around that place of yours or come here to another commonwealth where we will happily have you. Those are your options.
Put a moat around this place or a moat around Elizabeth Warren's house so that she can't get out. Maybe she can't go vote on things.
No kidding. Is she, by the way, I you mentioned her. Is she getting crazier? Because, I mean, she's always been Meshuggah, but, man, it's like Meshuggah Plus now. She's going further and further and further to the left.
Yeah, she is going further and further to the left. And she also, you know, was single-handedly obstructing, like, one of the greatest technologies to ever be developed, like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency that could bring some honesty
right
to things like the monetary system, and, you know, she's out there trying to stop it, well, because one could argue, you know, she's not on the side of truth.
Right. That's right. No,
she's not on the side of truth.
Definitely not. She's definitely not on the side of truth. Isn't that, don't you think that's sort of a common trait, though, for leftists? Kamala Harris last night, I don't know if you had a chance to watch her her latest meltdown with Bret Baier. She didn't come within a mile of the truth in that little chat.
It was, you know, I'm trained in, you know, psychotherapeutic maneuvers, and I try to maintain a sense of equanimity.
Yeah.
But I felt my pulse rising.
Yeah.
I was up out of my seat. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to scream at the TV, answer the question.
Yep.
Right? It complete unwillingness to address the actual questions. Just saying nonsensical things like he's not on the ballot, this, that. Brett, you and I both know. And finally he said, well, no, I don't.
No, I know.
Like, I actually don't know what you're saying.
What is it in her, though, Keith? Because, I watched it and we're laughing about it, but she said it. I mean, I don't think she's a stupid person, but she said it. Does she really believe the garbage that she's spewing, or is there some disconnect somewhere, you know, one synapse is not firing or something?
Well, I think it is a common trait amongst progressives and Democrats in general, because the party's been hijacked, that they don't assume that others have this nearly the level of intelligence that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that half-truths, non-answers, and denial will get them through, which is a really cynical perspective, but it's essential for Democrats to have that perspective. Is essential in order for them to believe that they should run your life because you're an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, and that's definitely the way they see it, that you're like not sensible, not capable, not autonomous. They have to run your life. Therefore, what they tell you, you should believe because you don't have discernment.
So, just so we're all clear, I want to remind everybody, Dr. Keith Ablo is joining us. KeithAblo.com is the website, and he is he's a true Renaissance man. I mean, he's just is a brilliant guy, and there's so much available when we talk about Keith and KeithAblo.com. But your assertion then, Keith, is that they start every exchange, every interaction, every conversation from a grounding point on their side that says, whoever's in front of them, I am smarter than that person.
Absolutely. Okay. That they are smarter than that person because there is this filter. They assume that they don't need to say things that are going to pass as rational and that are going to register with sensible, intelligent people as something approximating a real answer or the truth. Okay. So you have someone saying about the border, which they've left open and allowed to be overrun by some good people and some criminals.
That's right.
And many people who may end up trying to vote illegally, they've done that. And her answer to that is, listen, I'm the only one who has prosecuted cases against drug kingpins. What? Well, you're the only prosecutor. There are only two people running, I mean, with a chance to win. And yeah, you were a prosecutor, but, like, how does... how is that relevant? You're the only one to, I'm the only one to, like, wash my particular color and make of car who's running, too.
Yep, you're right. Right. Well, and you know what, Keith? I throw a flag on that one because she talks consistently about how she's the only one who's ever prosecuted, quote, transnational criminal organizations. Now, I don't know how to break it to her. She's never prosecuted a transnational criminal organization because she's never been a U.S. attorney or an assistant U.S. attorney. The DA in Alameda doesn't do that. The DA
That's
in
right.
San Francisco, heck, the Attorney General of California doesn't do that.
Man, exactly. And who did she prosecute? Well, she prosecuted a lot of people who used marijuana and put them in jail while she was using marijuana. But her little pithy answer to that, all giggly with a radio talk show host when asked, well, what's the difference between you using marijuana and the people you put in jail? She said, well, I didn't get caught. That's the only honest thing I can think she's ever said.
Yeah. And do you think that was intentional or was that like one of those inadvertent Freudian slips?
I think it was, it was a moment of transparency. Where, you know, but isn't that, that could be sort of their rallying cry, the Democrats. Well, what about this insider trading that you guys do? When you're elected officials in the Senate or the House of Representatives. Well, we don't get caught.
That's right. That's right. It is such an insult to every single American. It really is, regardless of what the crime might be, the offense, the bad behavior. It is just absolutely insulting. And because they're devoid of any sense of honor or dignity, they just they spew it out there, and you know, then they order a sandwich. I mean, life goes on for them.
And I have more respect for them.
Yeah.
If really, I would. If they said, listen, we're hell-bent on creating a single world government. Countries that do their own bidding, and particularly the most successful of them, are our enemies.
Right.
Because it suggests that they may continue to do that.
That's right.
And we really want to dissolve all folks into one entity and then run it and be all-powerful beings at the top of that Politburo or whatever it might be. And then I would at least say, all right, that's honest.
You know what? I'm with you, Keith. If they would at least have that shred of integrity, but, you know, I don't think either one of us is going to hold our breath waiting for it to show up. I want people, Keith, to get a copy of the whole Learn the Lessons from Trump book. Do me a favor. Remind everybody about this great book that you wrote, the title, and where the best place is for them to get it.
The best place is Amazon because it's the most convenient place, because how many people are going to come to Newburyport, knock on my door, and get a signed copy? And it's Trump Your Life.
Trump Your Life.
But if people do come and knock on the door, they will get a signed copy.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. In the spring, when you thaw out, I would head north to Newburyport. Or, again, I remind you, head south. Bring a signed copy. We'll have a place for you.
I will come and see you there. And then you can repay that visit and come here. But I'll bring you a signed copy of Trump Your Life and sit with you in your majestic studio.
I love it. Keith, I appreciate you being here, brother. That is Dr. Keith Abloh. Check him out online, keithabloh.com. And again, get a copy of Trump Your Life. These are life lessons from President Donald Trump. Now, you may like him, you may love him, you may hate him, but you can learn a lot from him, and you'll get a copy of the book, Trump Your Life, at amazon.com. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 550, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is a Friday Eve, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. John Reed is going to be here. Did I hear him say that he's got Governor Glenn Youngkin on? Fantastic. You don't want to miss that. Two of my favorite people, Governor Glenn Youngkin and John Reed. No, John did not announce last night if he's running for lieutenant governor. I don't know. What have I said continually? If he announces that he is, in fact, running for lieutenant governor, then I will fully, completely, totally support him. That means more than me just saying I fully, totally support him. I will absolutely make a monetary donation to him. Totally will. But he hasn't announced anything yet, and he didn't announce it last night. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow's the day for it. Do you remember Don Lemon? Don Lemon, who left CNN in disgrace and then was... What was he on? He was on X for, was it a full hour? And then it was done. Now he's just doing these little videos. I don't know if he's posting them on TikTok or where it is, but he needs attention, apparently. A little bit of love and a little bit of attention. Take a listen to the latest garbage from him. Cut number two.
I think those young men of all ethnicities are listening to media now, and the media doesn't necessarily mean, as we call, quote, mainstream media or corporate media, although some of them are, but they're listening to digital, streaming, podcasts, all of this. And in that ecosystem, everything is pretty much to the right, either center right or far right. And so Black men and Latino men are listening to the same sort of media BS that white men in general are listening to. And let's not forget, the elephant in the room, right? I don't mean the Republicans at this point, but I do, is sexism, is misogyny. Men feel that they're being left behind, especially by women. They're resentful of it. And whether you want to believe that or not, it is a real thing, right? So the whole issue that has come up over the weekend since Barack Obama, you know, gave his speech in Pennsylvania, I believe it was on Thursday night, and then went to a Black voter summit and spoke out about what's going on. Yes, thank you, Tink66. I agree with you. I did see that, but there's even beyond what Roland did on his program. This goes even beyond that. So ever since Barack Obama, you know, did his speech or spoke to folks at the Black Voter Summit, basically people feeling he's chastising Black men. I think telling the truth, many people don't want to hear it.
I'd like to hear the truth. Hell, Don, I'd like to hear the truth from you, and I don't know that I ever have. Well, Black men are they're hearing the same stuff as white men. No kidding, dude. We're all living in the real world, except for you. You are, you know, you're one of the special people. You are, well, I don't know exactly what you do for a living these days, but I guess you're okay, right? And so you can sit back and pontificate. There's a lot of pontification that goes on with the left. There really is. And that's because they are firmly convinced they are smarter than everyone else. That is the problem. It's one of the reasons why when you deal with a leftist, you have to understand that you are going to be insulted and demeaned, verbally assaulted. It's just part of the experience. And you can choose just not to be part of the experience, I guess. Say, thanks, I'm not interested in being insulted and demeaned anymore. Right? You could say that. But what if it's your family? What if you're going to Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks? And then, oh, my gosh, you know, I know. First, we're going to talk about sweet potatoes and whether it's sweet potatoes versus yams. But it's not going to stay that way. And you're going to get involved in one of these things. And it's pretty bad. Quick little snippet here from Brett Baer last night. This was absolutely positively the line of the night. Cut number five.
Frankly, exhausted of Brett.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, That track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on. Madam Vice President. You and I both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade.
That's right. I didn't hear any of you. People
have
that's
power.
All I need to hear.
But
nah, nah, nah. It's enough.
Listen.
No, done. That was the line of the night. I feel that way every time she says something about anything. I have no idea what she's talking about. None. I wish I did. I wish there were better folks on her side of the aisle that were willing to stand up and say, hey, I want to be president, and here's why. Right? I'm not talking about the lunatic leftists like her. There are people who are Democrats in the past, anyway, have said, hey, here's why I want to be president. Here's what I want to do. And I'll chat with you on these issues. Now it's a take it or leave it thing. And, you know, guys like Howard Gubman, as an example, guys like Howard Gubman are being left on the wayside. They're the ones that are being kicked to the curb, not me. Right. They're the ones, because Howard thinks that the Democrat Party still wants him. And he doesn't understand that they don't. But he's been in the swamp wallowing in the muck for so long that he probably just can't hear their kicks against him. What are you going to do? Right. Tomorrow morning, do yourself a favor. Listen to my friend John Reed starting at 6 a.m. Always, always, always great stuff there. Now, it's going to be cold this evening, so bundle up. As Heidi said, it's sweater weather. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this again starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.